Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, This Week in America, talking about Danielle Copeland's book, How to Clear Debt, Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle. Danielle, what is the first step for you? What was that first step that you took? Maybe a mindset that you decided, okay, I'm going to get things together. Was it sitting down and figuring out where the money is going? Is that step one for most people?
Pretty much. And then honestly, Rick, I was tired of being broke. I'm sorry. Like, I would spend every dollar paying every bill, and then my account would be sitting at like $5.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, I just got tired of not having money. And it was like, you can get it together. You can do this. So for me, writing it down, and I've always written things down. Literally my whole life is like a big notepad because I write everything down. So when I say everything, everything, I went through every bill, every credit report that was on my credit report, everything. It didn't matter where it came from, how long it lasted. I took whatever came in the mail, put it in a folder, wrote every bit by bit down, and I just got to crunching away at it, crunching away. I picked a few things and said, okay, this is what I'm working on, and this is where I'm going.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned credit reports. So often we're inundated with radio, television ads. The quick way to repair your credit. Is there a quick way to repair the credit? And what's should you use somebody else's advice, pay for it, or can you work out of it yourself?
No, I say do what works for you. A lot of people will pay people because they don't want to do the work, period. You're paying somebody else to do the work that you don't want to do. But honestly, you're still doing work even though you're paying them because they still need you to get the process completed. But I feel like you can save your money and do it yourself because what you're paying them hundreds of dollars to do, you can just sit down and focus and do that on your own and save yourself a couple hundred dollars. I have so many friends that have tax businesses and credit businesses, and no shame to them because I would promote them and put them out there. But I literally just sat down and said, let me pull this report, let me pull this report, and let me sit down and do what I need to do. I even have family members coming to me now like, hey, how'd you do your bankruptcy information? Because I did my bankruptcy on my own. People are asking me, you know, hey, what'd you do? Like, and I'm just telling them, this is all I did. And it's you've got to find that time to yourself to take care of it. And it's not a quick fix. It's going to take time because I started this process 3 years ago, and here we are in year four. I want to say it was 21, year four, and I'm still crunching away. But I'm not where I was 3 years ago, I can tell you that.
Well, and that's interesting. And all of the problems, I mean, real life problems that Danielle faced, was able to work out of those to the point now where she's above water, making a few payments, got a brand new car. Everything is going well in her life. The book is How to Clear Debt, Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com, all of the usual places. What financial goals do you have in mind for this year? I'm sure you're still planning and trying to get yourself in an even better position. What are your goals for this year?
This year, I am focusing a lot more on my business. Actually, I want to learn how to build business credit. That's a huge thing for me. I also want to pay off my private student loan, that's the last one that I have from the university. And I know they just gave us the forbearance again. Biden did all the way until September to pay on your student loans, but I'm actually going to start paying on them this year. I took the forbearance last year. I didn't pay anything because I was focused on other things, but definitely going to work on my student loans. And then with me having the new car, I had to refigure my new finances. And so I'm looking to get the car payment lowered.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's a huge thing, getting my car payment lowered before the year is over. So probably going to refinance that. Another thing is I'm looking to put more money into my IRA, possibly setting up a custodial account for my children as well. With them being 1 in 10, I think it's time for me to kind of move that direction. And then finally, I've been investing a little bit. So probably in the summer, I'll look more into investing a little bit more, but gonna knock that out.
Who would have thought Danielle, even 8-10 years ago, would be talking about IRA investing, going ahead and making a payment on her student loan, even though she doesn't have to? That's how life is dramatically changed. It changed for you during this period. Boy, time is going by so quickly. A few minutes left in the program. What is the most common mistake that you find people make? I mentioned being overwhelmed. Even as I'm looking through, everything in the book, it's like it's pretty easy to get overwhelmed. What's the most common mistake that we make as we're trying to clear debt?
I think the most common mistake is just either living outside of your means or doing things that you know you can't afford. For example, when you get credit cards, why would you go max out a credit card and you know that you can't afford to either make the payment on it or get a car that's out of your price range when you can't afford to do the payments on that, or rent a home when you know that you can't afford to pay the rent? We tend to think this is what I want and I'm going to get it, but you don't think about the process to get it.
Yes.
You got to make sure that it's within your range. So that's what I feel like the thing is that people, tend to make mistakes on. You've got to work with what you have and stop looking at other people. Other people have all these things, but they don't know your story.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And I have a feeling the way you're talking, this is sort of an evolutionary process. It's not like, okay, I've accomplished it, wiped out, life is going on fine. Talk about how life has changed for you, and if you're working on another book, because it sounds like you've got enough information to do part two of this book.
You're exactly right. I'm glad you said evolutionary, because my word, I always took a word for the year. My word this year is evolve, because I feel like I'm definitely an evolved woman. I was able to actually rent my first home in May of last year. I've always been in apartments or a condo or something like that, but I'm in a house, a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath garage with a backyard. That was a huge accomplishment for me last year outside of, becoming a first-time author.
The book is How to Clear Debt Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle. She's sharing the secrets with you in the book. The book's available at writersrepublic.com. You'll find it the usual places where books are sold, and go to our website, all the information there. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.